With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Even though American Legion Baseball won't necessarily be played in Prescott throughout this summer season, the Prescott Riverman American Legion Baseball team is still helping out within the community. The baseball team within the community is looking to raise some money for the American Legion Post. Prescott Riverman spokesman John Anfinson joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about a couple of different things going on within the Prescott baseball program, first at Fire Hall Field, and then fundraising some money for the American Legion Post.
Well, what we got going on, first of all, at the ball field is we are building a new bullpen on the field, a double bullpen. That's through Cab Company. But then the Rivermen, who play for Post 61, American Legion in Prescott, I started a fundraiser for the American Legion. That is, the Rivermen are raising the money for the American Legion. It's not for baseball. It's for the American Legion. It's a thank you for all the work and all the donations that they've made over the years, all the sacrifices they've made. So my fundraiser is called the Rivermen Rainy Day Fundraiser. That's the Rivermen raising the money for the American Legion to do whatever they need to do with it. And if the time comes next year when the Rivermen and the softball teams need some cash, hopefully the chicken fries are going well. And through this fundraiser, we've filled the coffers so that they have some funds to hopefully donate to softball and baseball. There may be some families of veterans that need some assistance. They might need that money to go to them, and that's fine too. The money isn't for baseball. It's being raised by baseball. It's a thank you. It's a way to support the American Legion. That's what we've got going on right now.
It's amazing what American Legion posts have done for their communities throughout the years. But as we continue to lose our older veterans, the pot is definitely starting to shrink within all of the American Legions across America. It's time that the baseball teams that have taken so much from the Legion over the years give back. It's the least we can do for them.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's time for us to do something. The crowd, the American Legion is getting older and older, and we have to come up with a new way for the American Legion to raise funds so that it continues, so that there's always that mentoring program with the adults, with our service members, to understand that, you know, it's more than just fighting a war. It's back here and just helping the community all the time. I guess my goal isn't just to raise $5,000 or $20,000 this year. It's to maybe continue this year after year without the expectation of getting anything back. It's just paying it forward, doing something good for someone else, because why not?
There are so many ways you can give to the Prescott Riverman American Legion Rainy Day Fund.
Right now I have 6 different ways to get your money into the fund. Number one, businesses are stepping up and wanting to be a part of this. I haven't asked any businesses because of COVID. I don't know who's suffered, who's done well during COVID, but Churchill Market has come to me and they've agreed to put out flyers and buckets, and they're even going to add some prizes through the store, which I'm not doing prizes. I just want 100% of the fund to go right to the American Legion, but they're getting donations from suppliers. They're going to put up buckets, and it sounds as though their employees are going to try to sell it. When you're done paying your bill, if you got some silver in your hand, you can drop it in the bucket. If you want to donate $10 or $5, you can donate it right to the bucket. One Life Chiropractic, Carl and Emily Calvary's, they contacted me after they found out that, you know, kind of starting this GoFundMe program and paying it forward, doing something kind. The month of June, they are offering $5 of your fee when you go see Carl at One Life Chiropractic will go directly to the fund. That's during the month of June. From there, you can go to the First National Bank of Prescott and donate directly into the American Legion Baseball Fund. That's the fund that I've had set up for the American Legion for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. But people can donate directly there. Also, I have a GoFundMe page on my Facebook page. I have it on the Riverman's Facebook page. And I have it on the high school baseball page. Those are the places that you can donate. And I'm trying to post daily, if not twice a day, on all 3 of those Facebook posts to try to draw some attention and try to get people to do something kind. Even if it's not donating to this fund, find somebody and do something nice. That's how we're doing it.
Whether it's in Prescott, Hastings, or any other community within the Tri-County area, the American Legions are so important.
I just don't think we can emphasize enough how much the American Legion does for our community without us asking. They do it behind the scenes. It's not just sports. It's more than that. And these people, a lot of them are 70, 80 years old. The young ones are probably in their 60s, and they continue to serve. So I just think it's a way to relieve some pressure from them, because they have missed the last three chicken fries. And with Prescott days being canceled, that's their kickoff to the whole chicken fry season. So one other thing that I've done is I created an event, and I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but it's called 1,020s by Labor Day weekend. So while my goal is $5,000 on GoFundMe, I want to try to raise $20,000 between now and Labor Day weekend. Whatever money I have in the coffers on that day, I will turn over to the American Legion.
Stay tuned for more on the Legion fundraiser. It's been a very tough offseason for any teams trying to get together to have some sort of a fundraising function due to COVID-19. Now, teams and programs are trying to get a little more creative, and for the Hastings Raiders girls soccer boosters, they will have a golf tournament coming up on Sunday, August 16th at 1:30 p.m. at Emerald Greens Golf Course. Raider varsity head coach Scott Meyer joined KDWA Sports to tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
Well, thanks for having me on, Tuck. What we are doing is we are kicking off our inaugural golf event fundraiser for girls soccer program this year on the 16th of August. Emerald Greens is graciously committed to us to be hosting this event for us for our fundraising efforts this year. A number of things have taken place this year. You know, there's a big scale, small scale, everything included here. You know, and COVID-19 has impacted all of us in a number of different ways. It's, whether it be families, individuals, businesses, you name it, we are operating in a different type of a world right now. And for us as a program, as we get started to prepare for next fall, you know, a lot of the fundraising activities that we typically will host that might be inside or involve food and things of that nature, those have gone by the wayside. So what we've tried to focus on is providing ourselves one event this year that we really hope takes off and really has a lot of fun and just an awesome event this year at Emerald Greens.
The golf tournament is a great opportunity for golfers or even families to get together and have some fun before the fall sports season begins. And right now, we could all use some fun.
Well, we know that, you know, obviously with things that may allow, you know, we know families are going to be wanting to try to get away and just kind of decompress and recharge for whatever is going to be coming to us in the fall. This is on August 16th. It's a shotgun start at 1:30. For the foursome, it's a 9 holes and a half cart, and that includes a dinner as well for $65. We're hoping we just get as many foursomes as possible out there.
For the complete interview and more on registration, check out KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.